This is the ongoing story of a loving wife and mother of three, who seemingly vanished into thin air on New Year's Day. A wife who stood by her husband through good and bad, and a wife who would eventually become victim to the evil within that relationship. This is the story of Anna Walsh and the ongoing search for justice. This is Finding Anna.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates on this case as they come about. The next chapter in the Brian Walsh murder case has been postponed. Yes, a highly publicized and sensational trial, which eventually will likely take place if he continues to assert his innocence. Walsh, of course, accused of killing and dismembering his wife, Anna Walsh. It's been pushed back to April 4th in the Quincy District Court, the next chapter. That's not when the trial starts. That's when the next hearing will be taking place. This development comes after a brief hearing on February 9th in which Walsh appeared remotely from his jail cell, clad in an orange jumpsuit. At the hearing, his lawyer stated that the prosecution had not yet turned over critical pieces of evidence in the case. The lack of discovery caused frustration and skepticism among the defense team, saying that we kind of have been giving you everything. The postponed court date is not the only change in the case. The trial has been moved from a district court to the Norfolk Superior Court, where a grand jury will make a final decision on whether to move forward with the indictment. The grand jury's decision on this expected by the middle of March, according to prosecutors. So, April 4th, the tentative next hearing, but that grand jury indictment likely to come in the next week or two. The case against Walsh, of course, built on circumstantial evidence, but what circumstantial evidence that is? Crazy, crazy circumstantial evidence. Remember, this is the guy who did the Google searches for phrases such as, how long before a body starts to smell? And can you throw away body parts? Normal things every husband Googles the morning their wife is supposedly just disappeared, right? That's normal. In the hours and days following Anna's disappearance, the bloodstained items, including a hatchet and a hacksaw, also found in 10 trash bags recovered by authorities from his home. Still going to go with that not guilty? We haven't heard a plea yet in this, so this may never, in fact, go to court if he tries to plead this thing out or it just says, yeah, look, I'm guilty. Anna Walsh was, of course, reported missing in the early days of January, like the first Happy New Year. But the case quickly escalated from being a missing person to a murder investigation. The full timeline of events surrounding the case is out there, and we've talked about it here on this channel. You can scroll back a little bit and find all of that. No need to go through all of it again and relive the magic that is Brian Walsh's Google searches. The prospect of the trial, of course, capturing everyone's attention. The postponement has only added to the suspense and drama around this case. So we'll just sit here and wait with bated breath to see what happens next as Brian Walsh faces court again on the 4th of April. But that grand jury indictment likely to come here almost any day. As we continue to seek justice for Anna Walsh, nobody ever found. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates on this case wherever you download podcasts. Stay with us.